Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We are holding already on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We are at Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bas Minin In. Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the last four lines is Umi, about 8 lines into the page. So the Gemara is going to discuss this Braisa that we had just quoted, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only use the Dalad Minim Shablula for Schach, meaning that you're not allowed to use bamboo or any other types of materials that aren't made out of the Dalad Minim that you would use for Lulav, for the schach of your sukkah. So says Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Yehuda Arbas Minim In, does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that you can only use the dalad minim of a lulav for schach, midi achrina lo, but other items, other types of things that grow from the ground and that are not mekabel tuma would be possible to use for schach? Vatanya, but doesn't the Braisa tell us that sicha bin asarim shel erez sheish ben arba tfachim diver kol psula, that if you try to make schach out of, you use for the schach of the sukkah, boards that are 4 tefachim wide, it for sure would be possible, because that's the typical material they would use for roofing of houses. So the Chachamim said, you can't use something that would look like a house roof. But ein ben arba tefachim, if the boards are less than 4 tefachim wide, Rameir posel, Rameir would still say it's possible, because some people make roofing of houses with even less than 4 tefach wide boards. But Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda would say it's fine, because most people don't use such boards for roofing of their houses. Umod Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Meir would agree, even if the boards are 4 tefachim wide, shem yesh bein neser leneser kemelo neser, shem yinech pesel beineinu kshera, that if in between these 4 tefach wide boards you had empty space of 4 tefachim, and you filled in kosher schach in that empty space, then it would be kosher. So you see explicitly in the Braisa, the Rabbi Yehuda allows using nisarim, which are nisarim shel eres, cedar wood, for schach, as long as it's not 4 tefachim wide, even though it's from a cedar tree. So don't you see that it doesn't have to be from the dalad minim shabalulav? Because you have esrog, hadassim, aravos, lulav, none of them are cedar trees. So says Gemara, no, my eres, hadas. When we say eres in this brisa, it doesn't mean a cedar tree, it actually means a hadas. One of the types of eres is a hadas. The term erez is actually a generic term that refers to 10 different types of branches, 10 different types of trees. Shnemar etein b'midbar erez shita v'hadas, that the trees that are mentioned in the pasuk are all different types of erez. So you see that hadas is a subcategory of erez. So since the pasuk mentions hadas, that's what the Braisa must have been talking about when it said that you use an erez for the schach of the sukkah. So main point number one, I guess we're up to number two already on this page, is that Rabbi Yehuda allows using erez as schach because he holds that erez is a hadas, so it is one of the dalad minim of the lulav. Good. So now we go back to what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, "Rameir Omer afilu b'mashicha," that you don't have to bind a lulav dafka with a branch or with a leaf of the lulav itself. You could even bind it with something else. So says Mara, this is Rameir l'shitaso. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Meir, Maisa biyakiri Yerushalayim. Rameir says that once the honored, wealthy people of Yerushalayim, Shayu ogdina sulvein begimonial shel zahav, they used to bind their lulav with strands of gold. Now certainly that is not one of the dalad minim shel lulav, and they did it because they held that you don't need to bind with one of the dalad minim of the lulav. Amrlo, and the Chum said to Rabbi Meir, Misham Raya, you think from that Maisa you're able to bring a Raya? Bimino ayogdenos amilamata. Even though they may have used strands of gold on the top, underneath those strands of gold were a minim of the lulav that were actually holding it together. So they actually were makbid on being ma'age dafka biminim. So Gemara is going to bring a lot of dinim that relate to Natilas lulav and the minim that you're oged a lulav with. So Amalu Rabba Lahanu Megadle Hoshana. Rabba said to those people that used to grow the Hoshanas to be Resh Galusa by the Resh Galusa, and he said to them as follows: Ki Gadlisu Hoshana to be Resh Galusa. When you are Gadlisu really means tying up. When you are binding, the lulavim. Hoshan is a term that we use to describe the lulav hadasim arava bundled together. When you're binding up the minim of the lulav, shairi bei besyad, make sure you leave a spot on the lulav underneath the eged that's at least the size where you could hold on to it, that they'll be able to hold on to the lulav from there in order to be yotze with it. In order that the person who's holding the lulav by the eged, it shouldn't be chatzitza between his hand and the lulav. The eged shouldn't serve as a chatzitza, because he must hold like the chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda that lulav ain't tzarech eged. And if the eged is not part of the mitzvah of lulav ain't tzarech eged, it would then be a chatzitza between your hand and the lulav, because it's not part of the lulav. And Rava Amar, Rava says, it wouldn't be chatzitza anyway. Kolin oso and ein chotzitz. Anything that's there to make it look nicer, to make it more, to beautify it, is not called a chatzitza, because that also becomes part of the mitzvah, even though lulav ain't tzarech eged. And as we said on Dafir Aleph, that lulav ain't tzarech eged, but still mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to be ma'agid the lulav, because a zeh keli v'anveyu, it beautifies the mitzvah. Just the beautification function alone is enough, that is enough reason for it not to be a chatzitza. V'yamar Rabba, another din Rabba taught, lo linka dinish hoshana besudra, a person should not take the lulav with the other minim, to be yotzi with it when there's a suda, when there's a cloth that's wrapped around his hands. And meaning he shouldn't make like the lulav is too gross to hold directly, and you need like some cloth wrapped around your hands so you don't get your hands dirty. Because you need a lakichatami, you need a complete taking of the lulav. We darshan that from the word ulakachtem in the pasuk. So you have to take it mamish in your hand. Verava amar, lakicha li devracher, shma lakicha. Rava says, nah, it's fine. Lakicha li devracher works over here as well. So this is a second machlokas between Rabba and Rava, where Rabba is more machmir and Rava is more mekil. So Rava brings a raya that lakicha li devracher is fine from the din of the ezov, that we would sprinkle the waters and ash of the paraduma on a tame person with. So amar Rava, mina de lakicha li devracher shma lakicha. Where do I learn this din that likicha lidei davaracher counts as likicha as well? Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah that if you have para aduma, water that gets mixed in with ashes, they would bring it from city to city in a tube of reed, and they would put the water in the shofaris in this tube so that it shouldn't become puzzle to use for being mitar the people who had become tamei. And when they'd get to the city, they would take the agudas ezov and they would dip it in the water, and then they would splash it, they would sprinkle it. So the Mishnah is going to discuss what do you do if the ezov is too short to reach all the way down the tube to the level of the water? So ezov kotzer, if the ezov, which you're going to do this sprinkling with, and you're going to have to dip into this shvoferes, into this tube of mechatas, but it just doesn't reach down to the bottom, misapko bechut, you lengthen it with a string, uvakush, or with some type of sewing instrument that women would use, vitovel, and then you could dip it down that way, umala, and then you pull it out, va'ochez be'ezov, and then you grab onto the ezov, umazin, you sprinkle, amai, v'lokach v'tovel amarachmanu, but why is that okay? Don't you need to do a lekicha of the ezov when you are being tovel it? So if you're tying a string to the end of it and hanging on to the string and dropping it, lowering it by the string into the tube, you don't have a lekicha. So elalav shma mina lekicha ide davracher shma lekicha. So it must be that lekicha ide davracher, even holding it with something else, counts as really holding it. So says Gemara Mimai, how can you prove from the Ezov case that lekicha ide davracher shma lekicha? Dilma shiny hasa, maybe by the Ezov it's a different halacha. Kiven dechabre kiguf edami, that since you're attaching the string or the sewing instrument to the Ezov itself, it becomes part of the ezov. But as opposed to over here, we're talking about taking some sort of scarf, some sort of cloth, and holding a lulav with that. It certainly does not become part of the lulav. Ella, so Rava says, you know what, I have to bring a raya from somewhere else. Mehacha, I'm going to bring a raya from the following case. We're going to talk about actually putting the paraduma ashes on the water. So it's important to be somewhat familiar with the process over here. The way they would prepare the mechatos, the paraduma water, for sprinkling was that they would first fill up mayim chayim in a certain kli that they would fill up the water with, and then they would take from the ashes of the burnt paraduma and they would put it on top of the water, and that way it would be mekadesh the water. And then they would mix the water with the ashes, so they would put from the water on top of the afer as well. So sometimes they would bring the afer straight from the ear to ear in a shvaferes in order to be mekadesh the mayim in the city and to be metayer the tmeim. So the Mishnah is going to discuss the ashes that they put from the shvaferes on the mayim that was in the kli. And so says the Mishnah, Nafal mishvaferes. What if it fell? The ashes fell from the shvaferes l'shokes into the kli of water. Puzzle, it's puzzle, because the pasuk says v'lakhu, that you have to actually take it v'nasan, and you have to place it. So it's not enough if it just falls on its own. So Rav is medayik from the fact that the Mishnah says that it's only that if it falls, the afer falls into the mayim on its own, it's puzzle. Hahi piluhu, but it makes it sound like if a person makes it fall, even if he doesn't hold it directly, kosher, it's going to be kosher. Amai v'lakhu v'nasan amarachmana. But doesn't the pasuk say that you have to take it and you have to place it? So don't you see that taking and placing is accomplished even al yidei davar acher el lav shma mina l'kicha yidei davar acher shma l'kicha? So this seems to bring a raya that l'kicha, this seems to be a raya that l'kicha yidei davar acher is still called a proper l'kicha. So the next main point we have over here is that Rabba holds you can hold the lulav by the binding or with a glove or a cloth, but Rava holds that you cannot. Rava holds you cannot hold a lulav by the binding, nor can you hold it with a cloth separating between your hands and the lulav. But Rava thinks both of those things are fine. And then last main point, two possibilities. How Rava knows that lekicha al yidei davar acher shma lekicha. Two possibilities how he knows this. A, dipping the azov in the ash water by holding a string attached to the azov, and that works, even though it's l'kicha yidei davar acher. Ultimately, we rejected that raya, but at least that was a havamina. And B, dropping the ashes into the water by holding a tube and not holding on to the actual ashes. So that was Rava's second raya. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis at the Amar Rabbah.